Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are covering season 7, episode 9 right now. Cindy is at home, but it quickly goes all wrong. Lorna gets a visit from Vinny that also doesn't end that great. And Alex and Piper have a moment, but Alex doesn't end up telling her the truth. We are talking all that and more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, After Buzzers? Thank y'all so much for joining us for another episode of the Orange is the New Black After Show. Like I said, we are talking season 7, episode 9. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Join in our live chat. I have it up right now. We want to know what y'all think. I'm your host, April, joined by my best girl, Francesca.
Hey.
You can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV everywhere. If you're listening on iTunes, be sure to give us a great rating and everything. We also have some great news and gossip. If you want to find a way to be able to stay with Orange is the New Black for years and years to come, so you want to be sure to stay tuned for that, as well as our special segment with some great quotes throughout the episode. We have another episode of kind of everybody and all of our favorite people. What'd you think?
It's a potpourri of Orange is the New Black.
It really is.
Potpourri. I think this episode was kind of intense, I guess. Like, especially with Cindy and especially with Lorna. Mm-hmm. That was tough. But then we also have really intense moments with Shawnee's truth.
Exactly.
That was a little hard too. So yeah. I don't know. What did you think?
I mean, the same thing. It was kind of one of those episodes that was a little more tough to watch, mm-hmm. only because you feel so much for the situation that they're in, and then you're also like, oh my gosh, please don't do this. This is so crazy. Not the Shawnee situation, more of like the Lorna and Cindy. It's also just a terrible thing to have to realize these truths that happen every single day. It's just so difficult to watch. And you kind of find yourself sitting there and like not breathing while we're watching. You even said like, you haven't said anything. And I realized that I was sitting there like, tense.
And I drank too much Coca-Cola and I had to go, but I couldn't stop.
Well, you couldn't stop away. Before we get into our topics, a very friendly reminder that we have not watched past the episode that we are currently on. So we will not give you any spoilers. Don't give us any spoilers either. We have only watched up until episode 9 as of right now. I want to start off talking about Cindy because just whoa. I think only last episode we said we might not even see her again. And we get this whole scenario of her being at home. The moment, I mean, you just got to go straight for it. The moment of Monica, her daughter, getting the letter that we know Tasty sent, my heart was just crushed. And I can't imagine what it's like being in that situation on any side.
That has to be so difficult for everyone. And I was kind of sad that we got to see that, because I was kind of mm-hmm. hoping they would just leave us hanging on that
and we wouldn't even know.
And then we wouldn't even know. I think Brianna originally was like, oh no, they're gonna bring her back. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't prepared for that. But I can't imagine, like, you know, you're like 17, 18 years old, mm-hmm. and you find out your mom is really your grandma,
right?
And your sister is your mom, and
which
your whole life,
murder.
Yeah, it's just like upside down,
right? There's the part of me that's like, wouldn't they have had to tell her eventually anyway? But I guess they kind of don't. It's been going on this long, like, what's the point in saying something to her? But I almost think that they gave us this as a show because it's like, they almost wanted us to see Cindy be punished in a way. Mm. Like, not that she does deserve to be punished. I mean, she totally screwed over Tasty. But I think they did it because it's like, okay, are we really just going to see her get out of prison and la-di-da? Right. She screwed somebody over and it worked out.
Right, because it was kind of the opposite of Piper getting out of jail. Right. She got a great job right away, where the interviewer was like, okay, well, you were in federal prison for 4 years, mm-hmm. and she was able to turn that around, and, you know, it was so easy, mm-hmm. and they just had to, like...
It seems that, you know, seeing her from the beginning of the episode where she's, like, making breakfast for Monica, a.k.a. her daughter, and, you know, it's like... She's so positive. Everything seems to be looking up. She has an amazing outfit on for all of these interviews that she has set up. And even when she and the interviewer mm-hmm. were talking about, you know, the position, I guess it's essentially like working in a nursing home.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Everything they said, it did sound like a perfect fit for her. I mean, every single thing made sense. So it kind of like tears me apart a little bit to almost see her, what I'm going to assume is like, throw this opportunity away because she left her mom's house. Did you think she would actually leave her mom's house after the blow up with Monica and stuff like that?
When I saw that she had the bag packed, I really did think that she was going to go. Even when her mom was clearly upset previously.
Yeah.
But when she was like, please stay, I just felt like... I didn't think she was going to do it. I mean, she was just, like, so down. Like you said, like, in the beginning, she was so positive, and then she just let that mindset go right away.
But why do you think she let, you know, let's say this blow up with her mom affect her in that way?
Well, I think it's because the mom said, you always make everything bad. It's never your fault. You always turn everything bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she already has the guilt of Tasty on her back. And now she has this guilt about Monica. Mm-hmm. So I think she might have had a moment. But the fact that her mom said, don't ever come back now. That's kind of scary because I could see her leaving and then having a moment and realizing she's being dramatic. Yes, right. It's a tough time, but we could figure it out. But, I mean, that little shot of her walking by the homeless man felt like that was like a little foreshadowing.
Exactly. I think that it was, I mean, dumb of Cindy to leave. I think her mom obviously in that moment hit way below the belt in the beginning. Yes. When she's like, it's all your fault. You always bring a mess for me to clean up. She, of course, hit below the belt. But guess what? Like, she's been raising Cindy's daughter. She's been doing all this. She's been protecting her for this many years. Not that she deserves to be, you know, to act that way. But, like, everybody has their moments. And, you know, the words that she said the next day or right when Cindy was sneaking out, it kind of really resonated with me because, you know, think about when you were Monica's age. Let's, you know, we're going to say late teens. Mm-hmm. And how many times did you have a freak out and, like, scream at your mom, like, don't ever talk to me again? It's just like her mom said, she's going to come back. Yeah. Let's please figure this out together. So the fact that I was like, surely this is going to get to her because it so got to me. I was like, of course. Yeah. Like, you have to realize this. So to see her still walk out, it's not that I agree with what her mom said, but I was like, I get it. Yeah. Because I'm giving you this opportunity. I gave you this. And you're just going to leave and give up on your daughter again in probably what will be one of the most difficult moments in her life. Mm-hmm. It's just Cindy being selfish.
Yep.
And she really did seem to learn from it in prison, but I guess maybe not. But she can't. Also, we can't forget that she can't be homeless. I think that's why they made such a big deal of the give me the address thing a few episodes back, because you have to have a stable place to live. And all of the halfway houses, they said at the time, are booked. Mm-hmm. So you can't, like, you legally can't be homeless.
Right.
So,
I don't know. Maybe since we are seeing her character again, maybe she'll rethink this.
Yeah.
After she walks around more homeless people and she comes back. And even though Mama yelled and said, don't ever come back, I mean...
Hopefully she'll let her back. We'll see. Before we move on to our next topic, I just wanted to thank y'all so much for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. If you're in the chat, comment, let us know what you thought. Be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We all love our fans so much and so appreciate you watching because it gives us the opportunity to talk about our favorite shows with all of you. So thank you very much. Like, 5-star rating on iTunes and all of that great jazz.
Yeah.
I want to talk about our lovely man, Caputo, because I always feel like he's a little... Anytime I talk about Cindy, I always think about Tasty, and now we have this situation with Caputo. A little different. than, you know, certain things that kind of go on. But in real life, every day, I feel like we hear about somebody else being accused of sexual misconduct and whatever. We've seen Caputo throughout the show be a total creeper. We haven't seen him directly, I don't think, like, do some, maybe back in season one. I can't remember. Yeah. Anyway, but he's dealing with this whole restraining order situation. Do you think that he actually should tell the ward, or should he not?
No, I think he needs to listen to Natalie, because the last, it was a couple episodes ago, Natalie said, just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Don't, because he wanted to, you know, apologize to her. Just leave it alone. Don't go to her. And he went to her and just made it worse. And yeah. Now she's putting a restraining order on him. So I feel like he needs to listen to Natalie again, mm-hmm. because she's always been like the PR person for
Polycon.
And she's just saying, let it go. Leave it alone. I think he needs to listen to her. Although I feel like if he did go to Ward, I feel like Ward isn't, I don't know if she would know what to do, because she's so green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Natalie said, or Fig, she says that, you know, if Caputo tells her, that she is legally obligated to let him go. I mean, he can't be a teacher at a prison, at an all-female prison, like, if that's the case.
Yeah.
But I struggle with the thought of being like, okay, maybe he was a little inappropriate back in the day. It's not like what she's saying isn't true. But maybe he is a different person now and is doing all of this stuff. So it's like, do you forgive that because he's doing all of this great stuff now? I mean, in the realm of the show, I'm going to say yes. Mm. Because, and I don't think, I agree, I don't think he should tell her.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because I think that it, you know, by what is it ultimately going to do him telling the truth, or him saying something to Ward? He, if anything, he needs to make whatever reparations to the girl that is accusing him and saying that he did these things. He's tried to apologize. Didn't go well. So, like, but that is the situation that he needs to fix. Not by telling Ward, it's just going to screw so many other people. And that's what kind of kills, because we've gone through, you know, ebbs and flows with Caputo's character throughout the show, mm-hmm. and kind of being the creep and then doing things to help, but then kind of being creepy as well. And he's really, at this point anyway, other than, like, the freaky crap that he and Fig do, kind of come full circle in the sense of his character really does seem to just actually enjoy the helping of the people.
Yeah.
Whether it be the students or the prisoners.
Yeah. We see, like, when he runs into Tasty, mm-hmm. you know, they had that moment. And that was a really touching moment, especially when he said that he wished that he could have done more, because you know, Tasty was there and he helped Tasty out. And even when Tasty, you know, with the whole riot thing, kind of like, I can't remember exactly what she did now, but she kind of went against him.
Yeah, he was basically telling her, please don't do this, and she's like, I have to.
Yeah, she did that, he still understood and he still cared for her and he still fought for her last season when she was in court and everything like that.
Yeah.
So he's genuinely a good person, just kind of a little, doesn't think things through.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that was one of my favorite moments of the episode, the moment with between him and Tasty. And I think that was probably the last time that we're going to see their characters together. And aww. That's why they gave us that, because he and Tasty have had a special relationship for a long time. The assistant job and obviously everything that he's tried to do, even though, you know, he's messed up mm-hmm. along the way sometimes. But just, I think the way that they acted that scene, I was like, this is the last time we're going to see y'all together.
So actually, makes me sad. So actually, I was actually thinking that, but on a different level, I was wondering, because Tasty kind of broke down for that minute, I'm like, mm-hmm. is she going to do the drugs?
Oh, is she going to?
Because is this like a goodbye?
Yeah. I mean, that's for me, like, throughout, you know, we only have a few more episodes left. That's probably the biggest question in my head, because I'm so scared of that.
That's so scary.
But she does seem to be a little happier.
That's true.
But she was, you know, I think they were, I feel like, or I should say, I hope that they were giving us that it does feel like a goodbye, but as like a goodbye between the characters. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're one of the people, if you would have said like you want to see like a final moment, I would have said I wanted to see something between the two of them because they've had such a special relationship. I would rather see Les Caputo and Fig trying to make a baby in the most disgusting of ways, but...
What is she... Oh, my God. I wish I took this down for, like, our little quote segment.
I thought you were going to, but you could.
It'd be too easy. That's why it'd be too easy. But something about nuts and whatever. I don't know. It's so funny.
Baby juice. Maybe get your little thing going. Maybe some baby juice. That's not what she said. Y'all know what she said, but it was so a lot nasty. More... I don't know if I can say that on this channel, what she said. I like seeing this nice side of her, by the way, which we've never seen. I mean, she's still pretty dang savage, but, you know, she just, like, wants a baby. And
yeah. I mean, it is very endearing when she told him, even if she was just doing it to get him...
To be able to
make the baby juice, when she said that he's doing good and she's, like, essentially proud of him.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
It seems like she meant
it. So genuine.
You know who didn't mean what they said? Alex. I officially don't think that they are going to last.
No. I don't think so either. I don't. And I'm actually... We were talking about this last episode that Piper wasn't annoying us as much as usual. And this... Usually I'm all the time annoyed with Piper. Mm-hmm. This time I was really upset with Alex.
I was too.
Yeah.
Piper, the moment, the interactions with her dad, I loved tonight. But the interaction with Alex, which it took her a little bit to get there, but she... You know, we learned tonight that she has been, like, fully honest. That she's like, okay, I did hook up with these people. Whatever. Alex doesn't want to hear it. But then, like, McCullough comes creeping. And, I mean, I feel like she didn't even try to hide that, like, I don't know, that little stolen glance that she gave her. I guess it wasn't stolen because she didn't hide it. But
Piper was definitely oblivious to that because I don't think anyone in her position would think that she would go for McCullough.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you think the fact that Alex hid it means that, like, she could have feelings for McCullough?
Maybe. For me, more so, I think that she isn't ready to... maybe that means she does have feelings, but I don't think that she's ready to admit that she also did that. Because she was doing that with Piper to kind of, like, give her a... To help her, I guess, so she didn't explode with the other things.
Because she was, like, acting out and doing everything.
Yes, like, acting out. And so she was helping her, and then I feel like now she realizes she's taken advantage of the situation that she brought about.
Right.
So I think it's guilt, and also maybe she does.
Well, I think that originally Alex probably only... really decided to make a move. You know, we talked about the connection and whatever, but because she was like, oh, well, Piper is doing this, so it's the same if I do it.
Right.
But they're having these, like, you know, like, sexy moments in the closet, whatever. It's very different than what Piper did. Mm-hmm. Like, Piper went out literally just to, like, get the pipe laid. And Alex is definitely Piper. Different. It just sucks that, like, they can't be on the same page. Like, it's either Piper lying to her, Alex lying to her, like, screwing each other over. And I guess I'm like, really? Are we... The whole, you know, entirety of the show, we've gone through this, and this is how we're going to end again? Maybe not. I don't know. It was just... I was definitely not happy that Alex didn't. But I did like the moment between Piper and her dad, who's just been super hard on her. You know, she admits to everybody, of course, that she was in prison. And he essentially accepts it.
Well, she called him out. She said, you cheated on Mom. And he said, oh, shoot, you know about that?
Right.
So I think once he realized that he is not perfect as well, that made it, you know, him able to relate... And I did think that was cute because, you know, she's been kind of vying for his approval this whole time that she's been out of jail.
Yeah.
And that was nice. Although I thought it was hilarious when she admitted that I drank all your tequila and ate your... And she's like, what tequila? What? I don't drink on the job. I don't have alcohol in my desk.
I love that all the ladies were supportive in, like, that situation where you just assume that they're going to be like, and shun her. Like,
you should see my ex-husband.
Exactly. I loved it. Our other kind of parental stuff going on. Well, not parentals tonight, but Daya trying to get back her drug mule situation, whatever, from Elaida, or trying to figure out another way to do it. I still think what I said last episode, that she's just, there's no sign at this point of her
stopping,
doing anything to change. She's just getting worse.
No, you're right. And I wanted to think that Elaida would kind of put her in her place, but you know, like, as we see, she's trying to one up her mom now. She's trying to take away from her mom. So she's lost. She's completely a lost cause. And they're trying to find, you know, the new person to smuggle in things from. And I was really excited because I like this character.
Me too.
The teacher was doing so much with Pensatucky, helping her with her learning disability. And then she had to go and threaten him.
With a shank. Well, the shank. Adiola had the shank, but
to the crotch.
Right.
And then his son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that got me at first, I was like, okay, she just wants, like, you know, she needs back in the game. She's an addict at this point, but of course she's not going to buy anything from her mom, and she wants to be the HBSC on her block, whatever. But then I was like, okay, not that I get it, but, like, we're talking about situation of the show. I get it. But then when she grabbed the phone and took it as far to, like, look at his Facebook, I knew the second she started looking that she was looking for something to threaten him with. Because you can't just, like, take... In every other situation where a guard has, you know, kind of put themselves in a position to sneak stuff in, it's always been a certain type of person. Mm-hmm. And they're just kind of randomly going about it looking. And I feel like she knew she had to have something. So the fact that she did that and is like, you know, not, she has a kid herself. Clearly she's forgotten about that.
Yeah.
But she's threatening him to do that. I just feel like she's just gone way, way, way more off the deep end than we ever even thought. To see her, like, in the GED class being so disrespectful, I'm like, honey, you're grown. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you... Okay, I get you joining the class to, like, make the connection with Elmer or whatever, but, like, why... You're just being dumb, and Pensatucky was clearly bothered, but I don't know. It's, to me, like, this is annoying to me at this point. The whole situation.
Yeah, Daya's story is annoying. Her character right now is annoying because she's just lost, and she's better than that.
But it worries me about, like, what other links she'll go to, because at the end of the episode, Ward, when she's talking to Caputo, says that he quit. That Elmer quit. He said he had a problem with his grandma or something like that.
In Illinois.
So she's going to have to find someone else to do this. But, like, we don't have very much longer for her to do this.
I'm wondering if... Oh, I guess that could wait for predictions. Never mind.
Never mind.
But I am sad that means Pensatucky kind of has lost one of her advocates, if you will. Someone that's really trying to help her. So I'm wondering how that's going to affect her.
Hopefully Tasty will be able to continue helping her. But we'll see. Our ice crew is in...
So much stuff.
The same cahoots as always. I want to talk about the Nikki and Shawnee moment where... Obviously, we know Nikki's trying to hook up with her, and Shawnee explains how when she was young, someone performed genital mutilation on her.
So horrible that's real. I mean, everything that's happening in the show is real, and it's horrible, but, like, that especially is so horrible.
I feel like it's not a topic often discussed because not that it doesn't happen in the United States. Of course it does, but it is... You know, from what studies show and whatever, much more prevalent in other parts of the world. And that is literally part of their religious culture to do that to females. It really hit me when Shawnee said tonight, Nikki's so upset. How could your mother let someone do that to you? And she's like, that's our culture. She's the exact same way. I had no idea that it was any different until I moved here, which kind of just goes even farther to the, you know, people always wonder, oh, you can't just let everybody in. You can't just do this, whatever. But it's like, look at this situation. Look at this girl who would have never known that this was wrong had she been somewhere else.
Right.
And it's just like, it's just tough hearing about it. Yeah. I mean, obviously we have to educate ourselves, but, like, I don't know. I'm proud of Nikki for handling it. And, like, you know, she was clearly visibly upset. But she still tried to hook up with her again in the end.
She wants her to experience the same sort of pleasure that Shawnee's giving her.
Exactly.
But, for lack of a better word, I'm happy. I'm not happy, of course, about her situation, but I'm mm-hmm. happy that's what her story was. That sounds so horrible. Because for a moment, I thought Shawnee was being dishonest and that she was scheming and up to something different mm-hmm. that would interfere with the whole... you know, the whole ice crew helping, I mean, the kitchen crew helping the ice people out.
Right.
So I'm happy that that's not where it went. But of course, I'm not happy that that situation happened to right. her. But like you said, we need to be educated. Stuff like this happens. And it's a sad reality.
Exactly. Speaking of people helping people in the ICE detention center, obviously we have Blanca's, let's call her friend, I guess.
Her new buddy.
Her new buddy, Carla. She gets the note about her kids' custody battle. In the moment where they are talking with Litvak. Right?
Litvak.
I almost said it, and I was like, no, Litvak. I thought, no. Did you think he was actually going to give her transportation for her kids?
No. I mean, no. This guy is a douche. And I think... you know, Flocka playing all these pranks with him aided into that at that moment in time because, you know, everyone was walking by laughing that mm-hmm. she wrote that, and that aggravated him even more. Like, we learned from the past episode when Blanca got him to turn back on the computer, she stroked his ego a little bit and, mm-hmm. you know... Carla tried to, like, get in there nicely and say,
right.
go, do you have kids, this and this. But he shut her down, and then the whole Litvak thing shut him down even more. So, exactly. No, I'm not surprised that he's...
This is the thing. I think she was... when she says to him, you know, I have this custody hearing. I have to be there. You have a legal responsibility to provide me transportation. I was like... I don't think you know that he does, and I don't necessarily think that technically he does. I think that she was trying that because that's what helped in the case whenever mm-hmm. she was actually, mm-hmm. you know, she had her hearing. We don't know that she did work in a law office, she references that, but we don't know that she knows that that's a law, and like...
I'm not knowledgeable on that either.
I don't know enough, but I'm pretty sure it's also not. But, you know, like, you do whatever you can. You say whatever you can to get there because chances are that person may not know either. And instead of getting in trouble, maybe they're going to take you because they think it's their legal obligation. Mm-hmm. It kills, obviously, that she's in this situation. Yeah. But the moment where Blanca sees Gloria at the end... another reference to last episode, kind of a little foreshadowing here. I just feel like that is has Gloria in trouble written all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say that because, I mean, do you think Gloria should help her, or do you think Gloria should stay where she is?
I mean, she's already kind of accepted that she's helping people when she kept taking the papers from everyone returning the trays. So she kind of is where she is now. And I think the only way that she could get out of that, if she needed to put her foot down, would be not being part of the kitchen crew anymore. But at the same time, she's friends with Blanca. She knows Blanca from before. Mm-hmm. And that would also be, like, abandoning her friend. And I don't think she'll do that.
I don't think so either. And there is the part of me that's like, okay, you can help. You have the ability to. I just hope that it doesn't leave her in... a lot of trouble, obviously. Yeah. It's not that, of course, I'm very empathetic for Carla, but, you know, I'm just thinking in terms of the show of, like, my OGs, I don't want to get messed up. I don't want her to get messed up either, but, you know, I'm being selfish just in this scenario.
Happy endings.
Yeah, right. We'll see, maybe. They're icing out Nikki, but I feel like everything's going to get better between, like, Lorna and Red and stuff like that. But Lorna is clearly in a bad way, and... the whole entirety of her episode tonight, parts of this episode, were very difficult to watch. Shout out to Yael Stone for doing an amazing job. Because, like, in the moment in the bathroom when she's crying, I was just like, that's definitely Emmy-worthy right there, just that moment. But the flashback, it's so difficult to even talk about because, like, we see... what I feel is a different part of Lorna than we've seen. We've seen her be kooky. We've seen her not living in reality, but we've never seen her directly, like, black out.
Yeah. That was really tough to watch. And I was telling you this when we were watching. I feel so evil saying this, but it's so frustrating watching her go through this, because you're like, you can't. You have to have some grasp on reality.
Right.
And she really doesn't. And, I mean, that happens to people. Some mm-hmm. people just have stuff going on. And yeah. It's just frustrating because she could be so great, I guess, if you will.
Right. Well, I think it's, they showed us this part of the flashback to say, you know, obviously when people go through trauma, they totally block stuff out. But I think they did this because we've always just thought, like, she's a little kooky. She clearly has some issues, but just doesn't live in reality. I feel like this is showing us this says, like, she has an actual issue where, like, there are certain things that happen that she can't even remember them happening in her life. I mean, when the car was driving up to her, she thinks it's the guy that was, like, trying to hit on her earlier. And even after they, you know, she walks up to them, oh, it was just awful. And the car, after they crashed, and, like, she grabs the girl's hand and she's like, and they just got engaged. Like, her mind still isn't fully grasping what happens.
It's delusional.
I mean, and then to equate it, obviously, to what's happening in her life now, I guess we see her running out of the jail at the end. I mean, we don't know, but it's like she can't grasp the situation with her child, so therefore she's kind of doing this whole running, blacking out thing again. That was awful to watch, the stuff with Vinny, just because...
Ugh, I'm so heartbroken for Vinny.
I am too, because it's like he's giving her the chance. He's saying, yeah, I want to be with you, but, like, you can't... You have to live in reality.
And the fact that Vinny genuinely wants to be with her, and he genuinely thought they could be each other's, like, rocks mm-hmm. in this time, even though he's seen how kooky she is,
yeah,
that was tough, because he's genuinely in love and he's genuinely hurt. And, yeah, I mean, when she's just kept talking about the baby, like, they didn't just talk about it
yeah.
passing.
It's almost better, in my opinion, that for her to... I kept thinking this. Is she going to go this way? Is she going to go this way? For her to be like, you let my baby die!
Right.
Than to be in this fake Instagram, whatever kind of scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, be... Like, she's in the denial stage, but be angry.
Yeah.
Like, get to the angry stage. It's okay to be angry. She just needs to accept it, but she definitely doesn't have the ability to, because we see with this flashback that there's a lot of things she just can't accept.
Yeah. And I feel like her, you know, potentially losing him or losing him is just going to send her even farther over the edge. When they were looking for her, I mean, did you think she had just escaped? Or, like, what did you think was happening?
I mean, I was literally wondering, where the heck could she be?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the doors that she's running through, don't they have, like, alarms or locks or something? So I'm curious to know where this door that she walked out led to.
Do you think it's outside?
Part of me feels, because they were mirroring, you know, everything with what happened when she got up to the roof at the Pelican mm-hmm. Hotel and how she was running barefoot in the street. I'm hoping it's not, like, to the roof.
Oh, gosh, I know. That would be awful.
And her to jump. I mean, I definitely don't want a character to die. Mm-hmm. I just, especially with them getting rid of the psych ward and all these other things that they need, I don't feel like she has the proper care in prison. So
I was definitely worried that she had committed suicide right then. Just because I think him saying the words that he did and then throwing the... If you can't do this, then I want a divorce. But to me, I'm like, he was saying it nice. Like, he's saying, this is my reality. I can't take you doing this. And I just think she doesn't have the ability to not do that.
No, I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, I really hope not. Before we do our news and gossip and predictions, you have our special segment yes. for us.
Since Brianna's not here, I will do it.
Love it.
To you. Okay. So Let's see. I wish I had a blackberry scone for you.
Nikki.
Yay!
Ding. She's giving me lines that somebody said in the show, and I have to guess who said them.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. If y'all didn't know. I forgot to mention that. My apologies. I'm flattered I've never had a stalker before.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
You do.
I don't know.
Shawnee.
Oh.
Because she found out the blackberry scones because of her stalking on the Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Tacos are on Tuesday. Duh.
Oh, gosh. It's either... Oh, is it Flocka?
Yeah.
Yay.
The flicker was giving me epilepsy.
Oh, that was a character that I can never remember her name.
I don't know her name either.
Oh, but the random character said it.
In where?
In the, what's it called?
The Office?
It wasn't an office.
Yeah, Piper's coworker.
Oh, in their little room. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Piper's coworker.
Okay, you kind of got it. Math nerd or Tokyo Drift?
I don't know.
Oh, that was Adiola when they were talking about a professor.
Oh, duh.
That's so evil of them.
I know. Yay. Okay, now on to our news and gossip segment. Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we were just talking about Yao. She just posted this on her Instagram today. Orange is the New Black is put there. They're doing this fund called the Pusse Washington Fund. Mm-hmm. And it's to help fight the injustices of mass incarceration and the broken immigration system that we have here. And it was named after Samira's character, Pusse mm-hmm. Washington. And the organization benefits 8 campaigns, some of them being A New Way of Life Reentry Project, I'm feeling like a Pensatucky right now. Let's scratch that one. Freedom of Immigrants and Immigrant Defenders Law Center. And so this program, at first I was telling April, like, oh my God, is this real? Is this a joke? But they wanted to use her character in the show just because of everything that happened to her character, obviously, the show and all the misconduct and stuff that goes on in the prison. Mm-hmm. And they want all the viewers, since there's so many viewers, to keep this going, especially because this is the last season. So yes, we want to watch
let's watch the clip.
The fund will support nonprofit advocacy groups whose goals are to reform criminal justice, protect immigrants' rights, end mass incarceration, and support women who have been affected by it. We've been honored to tell these stories of these characters, and we've learned firsthand that the system is failing women, both inside and outside of prison walls. So the Pusse Washington Fund will help all of us keep the Orange legacy living on far after the show is over. Please go to the link to learn more.
I just love that they're doing something to actually, like she said, keep the legacy of the show going, but actually really doing something to make a difference, because we can always say, let's do this, we should do this, but to actually put something into effect that really, you know, kind of brings the whole show together and encompasses everything that we've always talked about is just so great.
Yeah, and this is a spoiler for those of you who haven't watched past. Spoiler for you, April. They're going to mention this in the last episode of the series. So they had originally wanted to tie it in the previous season, mm-hmm. but didn't know how to. So we'll get to see this, and it's just a nice way to keep it going.
Exactly. And now let's do some quick predictions.
Quick.
Buzz TV predictions.
Wait, okay, I have to ask it.
What?
Do you think Lorna dies?
Yes.
You do?
I do. I just think that it's we've lightly touched on her mental state, but we've never been given a full-blown shebang. She should be, you know, in this. It's clear that she should be in some type of therapy, but that there's actually, more to it. And I just don't think that she can kind of take the situation, the ultimate, you know, the worst thing that could have ever happened to her, it has happened to her, mm-hmm. in how she's always said and everything. Do you think she is?
I don't know. Part of me doesn't feel like she is, but I'm hoping if she is not dead that this will help maybe something with the prison and realize that they need to not get away, do away with certain things, and she needs to get some help. But yeah. I don't know.
I'm also going to predict that Cindy might be going back to jail.
I hope not, but I could see it going that way just for the fact that they brought the character back, at, like we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I thought they were just going to leave us there. So I could possibly see that happen. I don't know.
So sad. Okay, well, let us all know your predictions. We definitely want to know what you have to say. Remember to like, subscribe, comment. We read all of your comments and love interacting with y'all. In the meantime, y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
You can find all of us everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, at AfterBuzz TV. We will see y'all soon for episode 10.
Yeah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.